So if you were here this weekend, you got the 20-minute version of the homily. We'll not do 20 minutes today. So I would suggest going back and going to the website of the parish and listening to the whole of it. It's a lot of good things. The message is simple, my brothers and sisters. The kingdom of heaven is of infinite value for your life. There is nothing in life that has value apart from the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because apart from it, you cannot discern its value, its goodness, or its worth. You don't even know who you are apart from the kingdom of God. Think about the friends that you have in your life, the differences. For me, it's not so much now that I'm older and a priest, but I can tell you that in my 20s, there were certain people that I was one way around and others that I was another. I had friendships based upon only a part of my personality or a portion of it, but not the whole of myself. They didn't know who I was, let alone if it would be accepted or loved or appreciated. Living a duplicitous life, it sounds mischievous, but the reality is that in certain friendships, we are one way and another and another. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could just be ourselves? But I might lose some friends if I'm myself. I wouldn't have all of these friends if I was myself. So we risk being defined by others rather than knowing ourselves in truth. Being defined by others is exhausting, my brothers and sisters. It's absolutely exhausting. Defined in the kingdom of God, it's worth everything. Everything, that pearl, that treasure box becomes the point of reference for the entirety of this person's life. They sell everything else. If I was to ask you the simple question, who are you? Like, who are you? You would start telling me, you know, your relationships with other people, how that defines you, your activities, what you do that defines you, what you have, what you possess that defines you. People in the gospel today give up all of those things in order to possess this one thing. If you want to live life in freedom and in truth, your relationship with God cannot be something amongst other things. It cannot be one hobby amongst many hobbies. It can't be one good notion amongst many good notions. It must be it. And who you are, defined by it, is good. Father, if I give over that much control to someone else to define me, what will I be? Will I like that person? Well, I'm telling you, the other person is the one that made you, is one that loves you, the one that redeemed you, the one that has a greater hope for your life than you possibly ever could. Who knows that the world is a better place because you exist? This is the one who gets to reveal the truth of who you are to you. He doesn't do it to put you in a box, my brothers and sisters. He does it so that you are set free. To find him is to find everything. And to have everything in our life ordered to the life for which we have been created. Amen.